Welcome to everyone here this morning. In Jesus' name, I welcome you to be part of this experience today. We just sang, Lord, make us brave. Lord, make us pure. And it's a good word in several dimensions for each of us today. Derek mentioned that this is Pentecost Sunday. I think there's a number of local churches and groups praying for an outpouring of God in a mighty way today. Maybe it's something significant, being Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Ghost was given and new freedom for the people of God, a new empowerment. It is also Memorial Day weekend. And certainly we are who we are as individuals, as people, as a nation, because we stand on the shoulders of many others. We do that spiritually in the church. We are who we are because of those who went before us, those who spoke to us God's truth, those who prevailed and prayed. And we are what we are as a nation or as individuals, enjoying the freedoms, enjoying the securities that we are afforded in this country. While many of them seem to be fast depreciating, we still are a country of freedom, and we enjoy lots of things that many others don't. But we do so not because we've arrived here by ourselves, or because we've done so well, because we worked so hard, or because we've been so smart. It's because of others who've gone before us, others with vision, who laid out a plan and said, this is what we believe in. These are some core values that we're going to hold on to. And I'm talking spiritually, and I'm talking nationally as well. So we're kind of combining the two ideas a bit here. And I was thinking about those two themes, the themes of Memorial Day, the themes of Pentecost, the last little bit. And, you know, there's some similarities for both. People were gathered together, and something happened. And there was empowerment because people were in harmony. People were in unity. People shared a common interest, a common concern. Those in the upper room in Acts chapter 2, were with one accord in one place. And there was power there because they were there for one purpose. And God moved into that because there was harmony, there was unity. God moves in that kind of arrangement. Things happen when corporations and companies and families and churches are together in one accord. But something really significant happens when they're in one place. And that's often where God chooses to move, when the people are in one accord, in one place. Now, we can be in one accord all over the world, and God can move, but there's something significant often that God wants to do when people are in one accord, in one place. And part of that is what church is about. We are together in one place. Hopefully, we are in one accord, and God can move. So what does God want to do here today? What does he want to do in your life? What does he want to do in our lives, my life? What does he want to do collectively? You know, when people were in one accord in one place at Pentecost Day, the day of Pentecost there in Acts, there in Jerusalem, in the upper room, there was new empowerment, there was a new day, there was a birthing of new things. The Holy Spirit was given, there was an incredible new way of working out life. Our First Continental Congress, when they first met, they were in one accord in one place, and they prayed together from the first of our congresses, even before 1776. It was suggested that they begin with prayer when they had their First Continental Congress in Philadelphia in 1774. And then there was opposition to that. They said there's too many variations of religions in this Congressional Congress. we can't all pray together. But there's a wise man who stood up, Sam Adams, and said, I'm no bigot, and I believe that God will honor the prayers of anybody who's gathered together in one accord in one place. And he proposed that prayers be offered on behalf of the need at hand and the things they were facing. John Adams writes, he said, I didn't think this would work because we were so divided in our sentiments. Some were Episcopalians, some Congregationalists, some Anabaptists, and various other faiths that were represented in that first Continental Congress. But when Sam Adams said, let's agree together, let's pray together, let's bind together so that something good can come out of this, and they did. They prayed together. The next morning was the first morning of prayer, and it was an incredible experience for that first Continental Congress. Because John Adams writes and says that it was so amazing because the person that was appointed to pray was an Episcopalian, a Mr. Douche, and he read the standard prayers that were ordained for the church, and he read them there in the Congress, and then he read Psalm 35, which was also part of those prayers. And it was really powerful. If you read that psalm, it's kind of interesting. And then he broke out into an extemporaneous prayer, John Adams says, and it was so amazing that everybody was spellbound because people didn't pray extemporaneously in those days. They prayed from a book. But it seemed like God met with them, and he broke into a prayer that everyone was just so moved. And out of that Congress began to be formed what we know as the Declaration of Independence and for America, and then later on the Constitution about 10 years later. But all the foundations, and I say this to say that we are who we are as a people of faith, we are who we are as a people in this country, not because of what we have accomplished in ourselves, but because of many others who've gone before us. And I think as we take a weekend like this, and we reflect on the Lord's Day, we reflect on what many of us will be taking off tomorrow and kind of hanging out. But take time to think about all the blessings and all the benefits that we enjoy because of others. Because of other people in our life. People we don't know. People who have gone before us. People who worked hard, had vision, sacrificed. The thing I see when people are together in one place with one accord, there's a few things that I see. There's got to be core values. You got to share core values. Then you have to recognize that the task at hand, the things that you want to do, are much too big for you yourself. There's got to be a collaboration with others. That's number two. And then thirdly, there needs to be a personal involvement or personal sacrifice. As I think about Memorial Day and I think about the church, I see those elements in both really key. There has to be some core values that are shared. There has to be that recognition that the task is much too big for me, myself, and I. We need to share together. We need each other. We need the body. We need other people. We need other vision. We need other input. And then there has to be my personal contribution and willingness to give and to sacrifice for the cause of the whole. And just a thought about the founding fathers. You know, they pledged their lives, they pledged their fortunes, and they pledged their sacred honor to the things that they were committing to. I think it's an incredible challenge to us as believers to, if we want to accomplish anything for God, then we need to pledge our lives to the Lord, our fortunes, and our honor, our sacred honor, our word, our commitment. There's so much that goes into who we are. And I just want to thank God as we bow in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for each one here. And Lord, each of our life has such a rich history behind it. Much of it we don't even know. But Lord, we know that you were intrinsically involved in it, in our lives, long before we were born. And even hundreds and thousands of years ago, you knew the lineage, you knew the destiny, and Father, in your sovereign way, you brought together details, and here we are today enjoying our lives, relative security, relative blessing in our land of America. We thank you, Lord, for how you've led sovereignly over the affairs of this country over the years. Thank you for the accord, the oneness that there has been in vision as they wrestled through the beginnings of our nation. And Lord, today we are recipients of that, and we thank you. We thank you for the rich heritage of faith that is ours, as men wrestled with what they believed, and women, and families, and churches over the years. And here we are today, enjoying the freedoms to look into your word. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit would be an active dimension of our lives, and today on this Pentecost day, do what you will. Lord, let the word go forth. Let the power increase in our lives, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the influence of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.